This podcast is produced in stereo, and you are going to get more of the effect if you, beautiful listener, listen to this podcast with headphones. Don't forget to smash them 5 stars on this podcast. Welcome to Under the Stairs.
Hey, hello.
A podcast that is brimming with gruesome true crime events.
Oh my god.
Paranormal encounters and more weird, wonderful and bizarre things that the world will bring. Good day and welcome to Under the Stairs. Now today we have got a very, very curious case about a girl called Natalia Grace. If you've not heard about this story, then you are in for a very good surprise. She was believed to be a 6-year-old orphan from Ukraine, but then claims have came out to say that actually she's an adult dwarf. Yes, things are going to get very, very messy in this episode, and I have got some real clips from interviews from over on YouTube for you guys to hear. Now, my friends, as always, it's time for us to get into 5 ways. Let's do this. Number 1. Draco was the first legislator of Athens in ancient Greece, whose legacy is known for its harshness. Draco's death in the 7th century BC came out when he was smothered by the downpour of cloaks and hats and shirts thrown as gifts by his appreciated supporters. So in other words, Draco drowned in gifts. What a beautiful way to die. Maybe, maybe not. But either way, it shows you can die with people showing you joy. So be careful at Christmas, my friends. Number 2. The Chinese poet Li Po was well known for creating famous poetry while being intoxicated. Something really going on with intoxicated people recently. But anyway, one drunken evening, while in his boat in the river, he fell in love with the moon. The only downside is, it was the moon reflecting in the water.
Sounds like Li Po missed too much science class and spent too much time in English. Come on, dude. Seriously?
Number 3. Bobby Leach was an ultimate daredevil. He was the second man to go over Niagara Falls in a metal barrel, and he performed many other terrifying stunts, such as swimming in a whirlpool rapids. However, his outrageous stunts would not keep him from danger of slipping. In 1926, while walking down the road, he slipped on an orange peel, fell and injured his leg and caused it to become infected with gangrene. He died pretty much soon after. So you've got to think to yourself, you know, you ride your luck so much and the orange peel is the killer, you dude. The orange peel is the killer and the orange peel is so dangerous. If you see an orange peel anywhere in your house or outside, please be careful. Number 4. Two compulsive orders, Homer and Langley Collier,
set up booby traps to protect their stuff from intruders. One unfortunate day in 1947, as Langley was crawling through a tunnel of garbage, he set off one of those booby traps, and Langley was crushed under tons of garbage. And the thing is, Homer, who was paralyzed and needed support from Langley, died of starvation because Langley could not escape. In the end, they both died. Wow. If that is not a lesson for you listeners to clean up your homes, let that be a lesson. Homer and Langley. Don't be the next two, please. And finally, number 5. Emma Black from Plymouth in Devon, England, had been heavily drinking on a ferry from Spain to England when she plunged to her death in 2003. But how did she plunge to her death, you ask? Well, apparently, her death occurred when she stretched her arms out in the famous Kate Winslet pose from the Titanic movie. The pose caused Emma to lose her balance and fall from the 9th deck into the water, and her body was washed up on the French coast 8 months later. But really, how many times have you been on a boat at the front looking out to the beautiful, wide, vast ocean, only to think, I am Kate Winslet? Now please, people, do not try any of those 5 things. As you can see and hear, they have been tried and tested, and every single one of them have failed. So please, please do not try them. It's time we dropped into today's story. We are dropping into the depth of Natalia Grace. In 2010, an American family adopted a Ukrainian child orphan. Michael and Christine Barney from Indianapolis adopted 6-year-old Ukrainian orphan Natalia Grace in 2010. But the couple soon realized that she was not all she seemed.
My head was spinning with this story as I learned more and more.
She had spent every waking day attempting to ruin everybody else's life in the house. She's threatening to kill us.
She's a different person today, I think, from the one that's been portrayed.
The Barnetts claimed that they were terrorized by Natalia and that she intended to hurt them and their own biological children. Michael and Christine are now divorced and are both left traumatized by the experience with Natalia. So who really is Natalia Grace? Despite the claims that she was a 6-year-old orphan, she was actually a 23-year-old dwarf who posed as a child. And the Barnetts said, whilst living with them, she had threatened to stab their children. Michael claimed that she tried to poison his wife Christine, and their son Jake revealed that he didn't feel safe around her. She tried to poison Christine via adding poison to her coffee. Both Michael and Christine soon became suspicious that she was posing as a child when she became violent. Now, we know that children become aggressive, and when they do that and they hit that fight or flight mode, they do kind of gain a little extra strength. But Natalia added a little more strength than your usual child had. They also said that she didn't grow in the years she stayed with them, which even for a child with dwarfism would not be the case. In 2013, after successfully petitioning to have Natalia's birth date changed in 2012, the Barnetts set up an apartment just for her in Indiana and left her there whilst they moved to Canada in 2013, where Jake was to start college. Unfortunately, the parents were charged with neglect of a child in Indiana and fought the charges. The charges against them were dropped in 2022 and early 2023 because of Natalia's true age. Now, in 2019, Natalia and her new adoptive parents appeared on an episode of Dr. Phil, where she denied being an adult. But the thing is, the Barnetts said that she had periods, she had adult teeth, and she was diagnosed by doctors with a mental health condition that is usually only present in adults. Now, for a girl to pose at the age of 6 and to gain periods and to have adult teeth, this is blowing up to be just completely insane. But we will continue. Who are these new adoptive parents, you may ask? Well, she was taken in by Antoine and Cynthia Manns, an Indiana couple, after the Barnetts left the US. Now, the Manns knew about the allegations of abuse leveled at Natalia, but they did not believe them. And speaking on Dr. Phil in 2019, they explained that that was not their experience of her.
I didn't get that impression because when I seen Natalia, I looked at her physical disability as well. Just her behavior in itself did not come off in any kind of manner. And I'm usually the one that's like, hold on, wait a minute. Let's be careful about, I'm usually that type of person. I did not get that at all from her.
Yeah.
Me and my husband adopted these kids. It's like, who would do it if you don't? Who will help if you don't? We've done this with other people as well. You know, Natalia's not the first person we brought in our house like that.
It's just an incredibly mind-boggling story, right? I mean, who do you believe? Do you believe the Barnetts? Do you believe Antoine and Cynthia Manns? There's just so much in this. It's just a really curious case. But in 2019, a lady called Anna Gavir, a Ukrainian woman, came forward claiming she was Natalia's birth mother and that the Barnetts had lied about her age. But currently, Gavir's relation to Natalia is still yet to be confirmed. Now, she is currently keeping a low profile. She lives in Indiana. She is believed not to be on social media. She recently testified at Michael's trial in October 2022, where she stated that she wanted to live with the Barnetts and there was no issues whatsoever. And to add to the record, Natalia has not been charged with any crimes. So please, make of that what you wish. Go away and look into it a bit more. But I will warn you, Your mind will boggle, and you will still be thinking of who or what to believe. And that is all we have time for this week, my friends. I thank you for listening. I appreciate your time and support. Please do not forget to smash a review and hit the 5 stars on this podcast. And I'll see you next time under the stairs.